Now in the book of John in chapter 14. John chapter 14. We find here that our Lord is speaking to us. And we need to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we let them slip. You have problems letting things slip. Slip, slip. Notice what our Lord said here in verse 1, chapter 14, John. Let not your heart be troubled. Could we meditate on that for a little while? Let not your heart be troubled. Number one, let not your heart be troubled in regards to the battle. Let me say, number one, in regard to the battle, that no one is exempt. You may read your Bible through several times each year. That's wonderful. God appreciates that. But that won't exempt you from your battle. You'll be involved in the battle. You may pray several hours every day, and that's commendable and good. The Bible teaches men ought always to pray and not to faint. Pray without ceasing. But even that kind of a prayer life won't exempt you from the battle. You may even present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. But even that kind of a dedication, separation, won't exempt you from the battle. Dear beloved, the very best will be involved in the battle. Over in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 8, or 24 and 25, he said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I'll liken him to a wise man, build his house upon the rock. That speaks of someone that stood fast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. But even the very best are not exempt from the battle. Look at it again. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, liken him to a wise man, build his house upon a rock. But he said the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house. I mean, dear beloved, that tells us the very best are not exempt. And then we have an enemy in this battle. Let me plead with you right here. Will you please let me plead with you? Do not underestimate the power of the enemy. The Word of God said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, a roaring lion, going about to and fro, seeking whomsoever he may devour. I don't say this to discourage you, but you may be better prepared for it. I, beloved, don't underestimate his power. He's after you. And you think about this. He has defeated a great number of people back down the road. And he hadn't given up. So we find that the devil is very powerful. The devil is very powerful. He's real. He is real. He's very powerful. And I don't say this to discourage you, but he's after you. He's after you. The devil's after you. He's very powerful. Even Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil in regard to the body of Moses, darest to bring against him a railing accusation, but said the Lord rebuke thee. Your only hope to overcome the devil is in the Lord. You'll never overcome him. You'll never get the victory over him in the energy of the flesh. I love the story that I heard one time in regards to a little girl, tiny little girl. And she got gloriously saved, man. I mean, she got in. She was shouting the victory. And her pastor, though a godly man he was, had some doubts about her since she was so young and tender. He said, I'm going to go over and talk to her, instruct her in the ways of the Lord, save her some problems along the way. And he goes over and he said, now, sweetie, you know that you're just a babe, you're tiny. You know how strong the devil is. I just want to ask you one question. He said, what are you going to do when the devil comes and knocks at your door? She smiled and said, I'm going to ask Jesus to answer the door. That'll take care of him. Guarantee you that'll take care of him. But he is very powerful. Please do not underestimate his power. Not only is he powerful, but he's very deceitful. Such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. No marvel for Satan himself transformed in the angel of light. No great thing if his minister be transformed as the angel of light. Very deceitful. I'll make an honest confession. I've been trying to preach now for, give or take, about 64 years. I'm a lot older than you think I am. I told them in West Virginia one time, we were having a big camp meeting up there, and I told them, I said, I'm 97, 20 years ago. They shook their head and stood up and said, no, preacher, we don't believe a word of that. And man, I was expecting a tremendous compliment. They said, you're a whole lot older than that. That'll send you down the road talking to yourself and you don't have much to say. Well, listen, dear beloved, very deceitful. I'll say it even to this day. After all these years trying to walk with the Lord, there's times the devil still deceives me. He's very deceitful. Very deceitful. Dear people, I'm serious. He got the power to tell you a lie and make you believe, apart from the good grace of God. He got the power to give you a command and make you obey him, apart from the good grace of God. You can't make it without the grace of God. For at best, cannot make it without the good grace of God. Very, very deceitful. And then, he's consistent. You need not. I mean, it's vain thinking to think he's going to give up. He's not going to give up. He'll fight you all the way. Good brother one time, he said, I was just getting defeated. I mean, the devil just defeating me. He said, I knew an elderly man on up in age. He said, I went visit with him, sat out on the porch and talked to him and said, how old do you have to be before the devil leaves you alone? He said, you'll have to find somebody older than me. I mean, he don't give up. He's consistent. Never gives up. Never gives up. Unmerciful. Could anybody testify to the fact that the devil has ever been merciful to you? Never been merciful to you? I've even tried to be good to him. You know. He's no mercy about him. I haven't found any mercy about the devil. And now in the light of everything that we have said in regard to the devil and more too, our Lord says, hear him, our Lord says, let not your heart be. Could I ask you a personal question right here? How long has it been, looking back on your lifespan, how long has it been since you spent one day trouble-free? According to that, you might need a message. I know I do. Let not your heart be troubled in regards to the battle. Say, well, preacher, how in the world can we prevent it? So much being pressed on us. Everywhere you look, it's just evil, 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 evil. Well, I'll give you about three things will help to go on through this life without being in trouble. Number one, just take the Lord at his word. That's all you need. If you'll take it wholeheartedly, let you go home in 2 minutes. But just in case you kind of miss it, we've got a few other things we'll say. Let not your heart be troubled Just simply take the Lord at His word. You know, good people, it's amazing how much it will help us if we just simply take the Lord at His word. Right here He said, let not your heart be troubled. Just absorb that, live in that, trouble free. That's what I said. Let not your heart be troubled. Just take Him at His word. If I could use a little personal experience right here. A few years ago, there was a good little preacher from out in Ventura, California. Sapiro, Brother Sapiro. Pastor church out there. And he called me one day and he said, Earl, I'm going to let you come out here and preach a few services. And he said, I'm going to send you a reservation. Give you the, on this reservation, to give you the airline that you'll be flying on. Give you the number. Give you the departing hour. Everything that you need. Even tell you where your seat's at. Where your seat's at. I thought, man, what about that? Get to go to California on an airplane. I got to thinking, the airport in Atlanta, they tell me, is one of the busiest in the world. I was down there maybe 20 years ago and just counted the flights as they come and go. Every 2 minutes, great big airliner. Going out. Every 2 minutes. I got to thinking, I know myself a little bit, know a little bit about myself. Although I've got these reservations, gives me all the details that I need. Won't even have to ask nobody nothing. I've got it all here on the reservation. Oh, and I begin to consider my great ability, and I'm getting old.